this episode of Social Media Secrets, I'm going to share with you guys something really interesting I discovered when I made the goal of growing my followers across all social media. Let's cue that intro and get this episode going. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, it's me, Rachel. So I'm excited to share this. I'm doing it in between calls because I've had so many calls lately. It's been a crazy 2021. We've had some of the biggest weeks, and now it's looking like potentially some of the biggest months we've had across all of our business departments, which is really exciting. But I'm going to share with you something that was a total shift for me and helped me to start growing my followers significantly. Okay, so if you've ever thought, like, I want to grow my followers, and you start to obsess over this, does this sound familiar? You start checking your stats all the time. You put out a post, and then you watch as you lose a few followers. You put out a video, you lose some subscribers, or, you know, you start to freak out a little, and then you're like, okay, how do I create content that will get me more followers? I'm going to share the biggest shift for me. This is universally true on Instagram, Facebook, my email list, YouTube, TikTok, LinkedIn, like every single place where you can create content. I found this to be absolutely true. Simply by having the goal of getting more followers, you are guaranteeing that it's never going to happen. Now, you might be like, are you freaking kidding me? I'm wanting to close this right now. But stick with me because I promise this is going to support you so much. I want you to think back to high school. Ooh, cringy, right? Like cringy time for a lot of us. I remember in high school, I was not a popular person. I had a lot of friends. I was well-liked. I was kind of just like friends with almost everyone, which is, I think, a little neat. And I liked that. But there was this part of me that always wanted to be popular. I think everyone has that to some extent. Like maybe it was just for a season, or maybe it was, you know, maybe it's as an adult and you realize, oh my gosh, there is a group of cool kids. You know, for the longest time though, in high school, I wanted so badly to be popular. And I'm going to share with you guys a really embarrassing story because this relates directly to growing your followers. So I was homeschooled until fifth grade, and then I went to private school for 2 years, which was like a small class. And when I went to public school, I made this really embarrassing mistake the first year in public school in seventh grade. When my birthday party came around, I thought, you know, it'd be cool is if I invited all the popular girls. So I invited all of the popular girls, and I wasn't friends, like close friends with any of them. And I remember one of my friends one day was like, why did you invite all these people that aren't your real friends? Like, why didn't you invite me and Emily and Nicole? Like, why did you invite these people? And I was like, what are you talking about? We're totally friends. And my friends were like, you're changing. This is really weird. Like, why are you acting this way? And the truth is, you guys, it was because I wanted to be popular. And I didn't realize that by wanting to be popular so badly, I was reeking of desperation. And I learned a really powerful lesson that night because I invited all these popular girls to my birthday party. We had it at this place called Grand Slam. I don't know if that's still a thing in any states, but it's like one of those places where there's laser tag and batting cages and arcades and stuff. Like, it's a really fun place. Go-karts. I love laser tag, by the way. I'm obsessed. So we went and played. And then when it was time for the cake, one of the popular girls goes, happy birthday, Rachel. And she smashes my face in the cake and humiliates me. And, you know, in the moment, I like laughed it off. But I remember my parents were there. And on the way home, I think it was my dad. And he asked, Rachel, what lesson did you learn tonight? Because I was sad. I was kind of like, what just happened? This is such a bizarre thing that happened. You know, and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I tried to play it cool. And my dad said, Rachel, we know what you did. You invited all the popular girls And those weren't your real friends. Emily and Nicole and Sam are your real friends. And I was just quiet the rest of the car at home because I didn't want to admit that he was right. And I had frosting in my hair. And I just remember thinking, this is not what I imagined for my birthday. And so what I want to share with you guys, I can't believe I'm sharing that incredibly vulnerable story. I will never forget who the girl was. I won't say her name because I don't want her to like get doxxed or anything like that. But the thing that's so crazy for me is, by trying so hard to be popular, I was coming across as desperate. And I was coming across as someone who wasn't confident in myself, coming across as someone who was a wannabe. Like, that is not how you become well-liked or cool or and even cool is overrated at this point. But I want to change that scenario in your brain for social media. When you try to grow your followers and that's your goal, you do some really weird things like invite the popular girls to your birthday party and then you end up with cake on your face. So the crazy thing is though, by trying to grow your followers, you're going to act different. What if you acted like you loved yourself and you had an important message and you're going to completely accept whoever follows you and embraces that message, and you're not going to try to be cool? There are so many Instagram accounts that I see so many people trying to be, if that makes sense. I literally will see a popular influencer put up a post, and then like within the next day, a ton of people are creating similar posts. And I'm like, you guys, you're just trying to put up exactly what she just put up. Why don't you just try to be the best version of you? And maybe if you're really confident and having a great time, or even just pretend to be confident and believe in your message, and maybe your pictures aren't perfectly photoshopped or filtered or whatever, that's totally fine. What if you show up as you and someone else says, oh my gosh, this is the party I wanted to be at. I didn't want to be at the party with the mean popular girls who smash cake in people's faces. That is what changed the game for me on social media. And the crazy part about it, you ready for this? I'm getting real vulnerable here. I love sharing. I share with you guys, I think, more than I do on any other platform is here on this podcast. You guys get like the down low of what I'm actually thinking or feeling or embarrassing stories. But when I get that temptation to show up as cool or I try to grow my followers, I can always tell immediately when I've started to act on that, because literally for the next couple days, my followers, my views, my growth all stagnate instantly. It changes. It's different. People say, this doesn't feel like Rachel, the Rachel that would invite people she actually cares about to her birthday party. This feels like the Rachel who invited the popular girls. That's not who I want to be. And so this is a reminder to you. This is also a continual reminder to myself that you don't grow your following, you don't grow your influence, you don't grow your platform by trying to grow any of those things. You grow them by being yourself, showing up in your authentic way, and people will magically be attracted to that. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Oh, and by the way, if you would like to work a little more closely with me directly, head on over to clickforlife.com. That's CLIQUEFORLIFE.com. And you will find an application to work with me as a mentor and join my powerful mastermind where people are encouraged to be themselves. I will catch you guys in the next episode. Bye for now.